armaments of the Tau. When most people think of Warhammer 40K, they think of grim darkness, with ancient technology of war used in massive battles against ravenous hordes of orcs and tyranids. They think of devout worshippers of the god Emperor, and awe-inspiring Astartes, and dark, twisted forces of chaos. What most people don't tend to think of, however, are shiny mechs straight out of an anime, but that's exactly what the Tau bring to the table. The Tau are a relatively new faction, both in-universe and out of it, and they have proceeded to rapidly develop exciting levels of technology for their ongoing goal of uniting the galaxy for the greater good. Let's take a brief look at some of the Tau's weapons and equipment, including the aforementioned shiny mechs. Unlike most other factions in Warhammer 40K, the Tau generally do not engage in hand-to-hand combat, and therefore lack any notable melee weapons for the average fire warrior. Ethereal guards, those specifically trained to protect the leaders of the Tau Empire, will wield honor blades, but these long, staff-like weapons are more for ceremonial purposes than actual warfare. Warriors of the Farsight Enclaves, a separate entity from the rest of the Tau Empire, wield fusion blades, made from modified fusion blasters, consisting of a continuous beam of volatile energy. These are immensely powerful melee weapons, but drain the energy reserves of a wielder's battlesuit at an incredible rate, so they're used sparingly. Generally, though, the Tau army will instead utilize the Kroot if it comes to a close-quarter scenario, a species of Xenos that have allied themselves with the Tau, and which are capable of radically different evolutionary paths based on absorbing traits from other species. While many of the Kroot will wield standard weaponry, the most common being the Kroot rifle, they will also carry basic melee weapons. Additionally, some of the Kroot that have gone down more animalistic evolutionary paths will be more akin to great beasts of war, such as the Kroot Hounds and the Krootox, the latter of which are often ridden into battle with mounted firearms on top of them. Moving on to ranged weaponry then, the most common firearm issued to fire warriors is the Pulse Rifle, a weapon that utilizes pulsed induction fields to propel lethal microbursts of plasma over long ranges. These long and narrow rifles essentially function as a miniature mass accelerator, turning a ferromagnetic solid slug into plasma before launching it at extreme velocities. Featuring two barrels to avoid overheating and two magazines, one containing the slugs and one being essentially a battery to power 36 shots before recharging, the pulse rifle is a devastating infantry weapon. By most accounts, they outclass every other standard infantry weapon across the galaxy, outside of the Necron, and thanks to the extreme thermal energy of the plasma mass, they're effective even against armored targets. In fact, the temperature and speed of the plasma projectile is so extreme that in some cases, it's said to light the air on fire. Also, thanks to the high velocity of the projectiles, the standard pulse rifle is capable of impressive range compared to weapons such as the Imperial Lasgun. While its damage and range is exceptional, however, its rate of fire and recoil are not, making it best suited to being fired while stationary from a distance. Smaller versions, such as the Pulse Carbine and Pulse Pistol, and a version akin to a shotgun, the Pulse Blaster, exist, but the Pulse Rifle is certainly the workhorse of the Tau Army. Tau snipers will utilize either a variant of the Pulse Rifle designed for long-range encounters, known as the Long Shot Pulse Rifle, or the Rail Rifle, which uses linear accelerators to launch a hypervelocity, trillium-tipped solid dart. When discussing the Tau and their weaponry, however, much of it is going to revolve around their battle suits. The Tau possess a variety of these advanced exoskeletons, and in many ways they are the Tau's version of Space Marines, elite soldiers with highly advanced weaponry and combat potential. After a fire warrior has served for 4 years, they undertake the Trial by Fire, and upon passing, they're allowed to pilot a battlesuit. The original lineup of battlesuits, the T-Series, were powered by fossil fuels, followed by the V-Series, which used fission reactors. The current lineup of X-Series are far more advanced, and are the peak of Tau technology currently. The smallest battlesuit is the XV-02 pilot battlesuit, which is more just a personal suit of armor that allows the wearer to interface directly with Tau vehicles, and is currently in trials. Next up, we have the stealth suits, which employ a holographic disruption field to make them difficult to spot and target, as well as incorporating a jetpack for reconnaissance. The smallest of these is the XV-15, which is only slightly larger than the standard Fire Warrior armor, with servos and support for weapon systems. These will typically utilize a burst cannon, a multi-barreled version of the standard pulse carbine. The most common stealth suit is the XV-25, with a larger frame, allowing for a larger weapon and additional support systems. While they will also typically use burst cannons, they can support a fusion blaster, a heat-based weapon similar to Imperial Melta weapons, used to quickly take out enemy tanks from the rear. The largest of the stealth suits is the XV-95. Which, standing three times the height of a space marine, is stealthy thanks to overlapping stealth fields generated by its stealth drones. These large battlesuits can therefore seemingly appear out of nowhere and unleash a torrent of heavy firepower before disappearing once more. Additionally, thanks to the advanced electronic warfare suite on board and its ability to create holographic decoys, enemies will struggle to land a hit even if they can see it. These suits get a big weapons upgrade over the other stealth suits, often utilizing a fusion collider or cyclic ion raker alongside two fusion blasters. The fusion collider is a short-range weapon, but is capable of destroying enemy tanks in a single blast, while the cyclic ion raker fires a high-energy stream of ions, vaporizing flesh and metal, and is capable of being overcharged to do even more damage. The most common battlesuit among the Tau is the XV-8 Crisis battlesuit, which incorporates a jetpack as well as three hardpoints for a mix of weaponry and war gear. They stand about twice the size of a Fire Warrior outside of a suit, and utilize nanocrystalline alloy armor to give the suit superior protection while keeping weight down. Small arms will certainly struggle to put a dent into the armor, although heavier weapons will blast right through, so mobility is still key. Being the most ubiquitous battlesuit, there are a number of different configurations and variations. There exist a number of variants designed for Tau commanders, including the XV-81, 84, 85, 86, and 89, which feature different weapons or targeting systems, or heavier armor. The Agile suit is filled with an advanced stabilization system and vectored retro thrusters to allow for greater maneuverability. The Armored suit is reinforced with iridium plating for better protection, and the Command suit features an AI-assisted command and control node, allowing for improved communication and targeting coordination. The most common variant of the XV-8 Crisis is the Broadside, a heavy version of the original that typically utilizes a railgun and additional layers of armor plating, sacrificing mobility for stability. These suits have been reported to survive direct hits from autocannons and las cannons, and are more akin to tanks than the fast-moving exoskeletons of the typical Crisis battlesuit. Most Crisis suits will utilize an assortment of fusion blasters, plasma rifles, flamers, burst cannons, and missile pods, often with most of these in twin-linked designs. Many of them will be equipped with shield generators, capable of withstanding a few shots from a las cannon, while others will incorporate equipment to assist in target acquisition and stabilization systems. Often, one of the Tau warriors, typically the team leader, will have a drone controller system to allow them to handle a number of AI-controlled drones on the battlefield. These drones are used extensively throughout Tau society, both in civilian life and military, with them being designed for a wide variety of purposes. Some drones are used for communication, or construction, or maintenance, or reconnaissance. Many of the drones used by the military are equipped with targeting systems and a weapon of some sort, with sniper drones armed with a long-shot pulse rifle, while Remora drone stealth fighters are equipped with a burst cannon and two seeker missiles. Unlike the Imperium, the Tau have no concerns over utilizing artificial intelligence to aid them in their conquests, and their drone systems are at the forefront of that. The XV-9 Hazard Close Support Armor is a newer battlesuit design, created to fulfill a counterattack role, with a reinforced chassis and powerful close-range weaponry powered by a compact energy core. The standard XV-9 is armed with two twin-linked burst cannons, although one or both of these can be replaced with a pulse submunitions rifle, the Tau equivalent of a heavy grenade launcher, or fusion cascades, a burst-firing melt-a-weapon, or phased ion guns, a rapid-firing ion weapon capable of drilling through most targets. The XV-9s are expensive and experimental, leading some of the members of the Ethereal and Earth castes to argue that these resources would be better spent on other, more reliable suits, but the members of the Fire Caste who have used the suits swear by their capabilities. Getting into the heaviest of Tau battlesuits, the XV-10-4 Riptide stands twice as tall as a Crisis suit, while still remaining highly maneuverable and agile, easily outmaneuvering Imperial walkers. They are typically armed with heavy burst cannons or ion accelerators, as well as twin smart missile systems, twin fusion blasters, or twin plasma rifles. The suit is powered by two energy sources, the first being the standard fusion reactor used across all Tau society, while the second is the much more experimental Nova reactor, which is powered by dark matter. This reactor is only used if the XV-10 pilot requires a burst of a large amount of power, as it's too dangerous and unreliable for sustained use. Overall, the Riptides are extremely useful for the Tau military, being able to easily counter Imperial heavy tanks and entrenched positions, but their production has proven to be quite slow, mostly thanks to the sheer amount of dense nanocrystalline alloy armor used. Variants of the Riptide include the XV-10-7 Irvarna, sacrificing some of the mobility for even heavier armor and firepower, equipped with two pulse submunition cannons. They're of course even more expensive to make than the Riptides, with their designer misappropriating funds meant for the creation of a new stealth suit, although his three prototypes ended up being able to hold off a Tyranid horde from invading a Tau city. The success of these prototypes led to the rush in deployment of another variant, the XV-10-9 Ivara, equipped with a triple-barreled phased plasma flamer capable of vaporizing even hardened ceramite, as well as a massive EMP discharge cannon designed to incapacitate enemy war engines. The suit features a vectored thruster array, which allows it to jump across the battlefield straight into large concentrations of enemy forces, unleashing massive amounts of devastation before jumping away again. Of course, there comes a time when the Tau have to take on heavy enemy war engines, such as super heavy tanks and titans, and that's where the ballistic suits come in. These are massive constructs that sacrifice pretty much all of the mobility of the smaller battlesuits in exchange for the firepower necessary to take out any enemy target. The KV-12-8 Storm Surge was specifically designed to hunt down and eliminate enemy titans, with it being somewhat unique in that it utilizes two pilots rather than one, with one handling the suit itself and the other handling the weapon systems. The Storm Surge's primary weapon is either a pulse driver cannon, which utilizes pulse induction fields generated by a particle accelerator to propel huge bursts of plasma, or a pulse arc cannon, which also fires plasma energy, but the energy is propelled by a stream of negatively charged particles. The suit is also covered in secondary weapon systems, including cluster rockets, destroyer missiles, air-bursting fragmentation projectors, smart missiles, burst cannons, and flamers. The suit is also equipped with thrusters and retractable ground anchors to counter the massive amount of recoil. Finally, the largest and heaviest of the Tau suits is the KX-13-9 Taunar Supremacy Armor, which was developed for defensive measures against anything that might attempt to attack a Tau world. Obviously, this suit isn't meant to move around a whole lot, and is absolutely covered with some of the most devastating weaponry the Tau have come up with. Its primary weapon is either a Pulse Ordnance Multidriver or a Nexus Missile System, and they also feature triple ion cannons, fusion eradicators, burst cannons, missile pods, heavy rail cannons, and fragmentation cluster shell launchers. The suit is also protected by a barrier shield generator, capable of withstanding enemy Titan fire. While the battle suits are a common sight on a Tau battlefield, they still of course have use for more conventional vehicles, utilizing anti-grav technology to hover over a planet's surface, including the Piranha Skimmer, a light reconnaissance and fire support vehicle capable of quickly traversing a battlefield. These are used for all sorts of purposes, from base security to transporting high-ranking dignitaries in a war zone, and are usually equipped with a burst cannon, two detachable gun drones, and a pair of seeker missiles. Similarly, the Tetra is a vehicle developed largely for scouting and reconnaissance, featuring a disruption pod that distorts the vehicle's image, allowing it to sneak in and out during scouting missions. While they do feature twin-linked pulse rifles, the Tetra isn't meant to be involved in combat, and is equipped with advanced communications and surveillance equipment instead. Moving up, the TY-7 Devilfish is the armored personnel carrier for the Tau, equipped with a burst cannon and a pair of gun drones or smart missiles. While the Devilfish does have a couple of jet engines, it also features the same anti-grav tech as their other vehicles, allowing it to quietly skim across a planet, only utilizing the jet engines to propel it forward or give it additional lift. It's protected by a nanocrystalline alloy, keeping it safe against most small arms fire, and features highly automated systems, allowing it to be easily piloted by a single individual. Based on the Devilfish chassis, the TX-7 Hammerhead is the main Tau battle tank, sacrificing the troop transport space for more armor and weapons. It's most commonly equipped with the Railgun, a linear accelerator capable of firing solid projectiles at hypersonic speeds, but can also be equipped with an ion cannon, which fires particles that explosively react with targets at the atomic level. Other variants have been seen with twin-linked burst cannons, missile pods, twin-linked fusion cannons, and twin-linked plasma cannons. Since it features the same anti-grav and jet propulsion systems as the Devilfish, the Hammerhead is really more of a gunship than a tank, able to maneuver around much more quickly than a ground-based tank. Another design based off of the Devilfish is the TX-78 Skyray, which serves as the Tau's anti-air vehicle, equipped with seeker missiles and a pair of networked marker lights and a target lock support system, allowing the Skyray to fire against two separate targets at once. While all of these vehicles are capable of flight to a degree, the Tau do possess a number of specifically designed aircraft for a variety of purposes. The Barracuda is their standard atmospheric aircraft for dogfights and ground attacks, equipped with an ion cannon, two drone-controlled burst cannons, and missile pods. The craft is similar to the Imperial Thunderbolt, with it being a bit slower but more maneuverable. A larger version of the Barracuda is the Tiger Shark, equipped with ion cannons and missile pods for ground attacks, as well as drone-controlled burst cannons for defense against enemy fighters. Their primary role, however, is to deploy drones across a battlefield, able to send out 14 gun drones at high altitude, allowing them to shower the ground with bullets. The Orca is a dedicated orbital transport vehicle, used for transporting supplies, equipment, and troops from orbiting spacecraft to the planet's surface, equipped with burst cannons and missile pods to clear a landing zone. They are large enough to transport 6 crisis battlesuits or 3 broadside suits, and fast enough to travel over 2,000 kilometers an hour. The largest of the Tau aircraft is the Manta, which straddles the line between an attack craft and a full starship, capable of taking on entire squadrons of Imperial starfighters, or delivering large numbers of troops and equipment down to a planet's surface. They are equipped with two heavy railguns, capable of destroying unshielded Scout Titans, as well as 6 ion cannons, 16 burst cannons, and 10 seeker missiles, most of these either drone-controlled or assisted by a targeting array for superior accuracy. The ship is reinforced with armor and equipped with an energy shield, as well as an ether drive, making it the smallest interstellar-capable spacecraft the Tau have, although this is really only useful for the shortest of hops along the edge of warp space. The Manta has space to carry up to 48 Fire Warriors in its upper deck, and up to 140 Fire Warriors in its lower deck, or up to 4 vehicles, 50 crisis suits, or 25 broadside suits. The Tau are certainly one of the most unique factions in Warhammer 40K, having pretty much popped up out of nowhere, both in-universe and out-of-universe. While there are a lot of differences between the Tau and the other factions, such as their philosophy towards other aliens and their sleek, shiny tech, perhaps one of the most notable differences is that they're developing new technology, and developing it fast. They went from hunting and gathering to traveling across the stars in the span of 6,000 years, and now they're able to wage war with factions that have been around for tens of thousands of years or longer. While the Imperium has some mighty impressive tech, they've fallen a long ways from their peak, both in the tech available to them and their understanding of it. The Tau, meanwhile, haven't even begun to peak, and as they gather more and more alien species into their fold, it's hard to say what exactly would stop their rapid advancement. Love them or hate them, the Tau are here to stay, along with all their fancy toys.